You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning on this Friday, August 15th. I want to remind folks that Catherine Lanfer is in for John Hockenberry today. And Catherine, we're going to make a circle back to that story of the crisis in the Republic of Georgia. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on her way there today, trying to work toward resolving the ongoing crisis between the American ally and Russia. Reportedly, Rice is proposing a draft ceasefire that would require Russia to withdraw combat troops from Abkhazia and South Ossetia, the breakaway republics, but also would allow Russia to keep peacekeepers in those areas. The eruption of the crisis between the Republic of Georgia and Russia has certainly triggered a lot of questions about the power and influence of the United States in that region. And joining us with some thoughts on that is Dr. Gregory Hall, who is the chair of Morehouse College's Political Science Department and also is currently working on a book about the energy politics in the Caspian Sea in that part of the world. Good morning, Dr. Hall. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Good morning. Thank you.
Now, Dr. Hall, a lot of tough language between Russian and U.S. officials this week. What do you make of it?
Well, this crisis shows that there are many unresolved issues from the Cold War and even before. And the frustrations from the Russian side about having lost geopolitical position after the Cold War, and frustrations from the American side having very few options to deal with the situation.
Well, let's start with Russia. Explain some of those frustrations, because a lot has changed there in the past decade when the economy was tough and things in general were very tough, both domestically and internationally for Russia.
Certainly. It's been quite a change in Russia and in the Russian outlook since the early and mid-1990s. But during that time, essentially many Russians have perceived that the West has essentially been encroaching or encircling Russia, a sort of new containment to bring new friends into the Western orbit, but to kind of keep the Russians in check. I think that the icing on the cake for the Russians recently has been the granting of independence to Kosovo. I think that's a bit understated, particularly in the Western press, that the Russians are really, really agitated over Kosovo basically being wrestled from Serbia. And, of course, the plan for missile shield emplacements in Poland and the Czech Republic further aggravate the Russians. So they, in the Russian mindset, the West is working in a very determined way to, if you will, encircle Russia after the Cold War.
Well, Dr. Hall, would you call the timing of Russia's assertiveness, aggressiveness, as some would describe it, in the Georgian situation, would that be a calculated move, do you think, to reassert its dominance in the region?
I believe so. I believe the Russians see this as a great opportunity. I think the first main objective for Russian leaders in this current episode, which many argue was precipitated by Georgian leaders, was to essentially remove a Georgian military presence or influence in South Ossetia and Abkhazia. But I think the bonus for Russian leaders has been to use the situation to make Georgia unfit for NATO membership. And I think that's the real Russian strategic objective in this current episode.
Let's go back to then how that affects the United States and its relevance as a mediator of a country of influence in the region, because the U.S. is really not in the position to do much, so many have told us.
Yeah, no, we don't have much leverage in this situation. Of course, there are calls to limit Russian cooperation in the G8. There could be some targeted sanctions that have more economic impact for Russian firms. But no, we don't have much in the way of leverage in this particular situation. And part of that is that there are implications for the flow of energy supplies into the Caucasus, on into the EU countries.
So in terms of U.S. influence and the dynamic between the United States and Russia, if you say that the U.S. has very little leverage over Russia, then how does that leave the U.S. standing in the world as a superpower?
Well, I think that the transition to what some call a multipolar world, or at least to a world where you have the U.S. as the first among equals, but a power that out of necessity must consult and coordinate policy more with rising regional actors, that day is here. And I think more of our own leaders have to recognize that politics in that way has to adjust, and diplomacy has to adjust. It's just a different time that we live in.
It's a different time that we live in. That's prophetic. And Dr. Gregory Hall, I'm going to ask you to hold on for to hold on with us for a moment. We just need to get some headlines. Dr. Gregory Hall, chair of Political Science Department at Morehouse College, and an expert on Russian issues.